T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
And 2 years ago, COVID had shut down. Our businesses were closed. Our schools were robbed of so much. And today, COVID no longer controls our lives. And 2 years ago, democracy faced its greatest threat to the Civil War. And today, though bruised, our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
Yeah, it was COVID that shut all those things down. Yeah, it was COVID that forced you to wear a mask. It was COVID that forced you to take an untested vaccine. COVID was capable of so many different things and really still is in this country. If you think about it, I'm not so sure that COVID wasn't to be blamed for the Chinese spy balloon that flew across the country the other day. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. And he barely even mentions that last night. We'll get into that here in due time as well. I do have in the audio cut of the day segment this afternoon in a couple of hours, I'm going to highlight something related to COVID that Joe Rogan talks about in his podcast. So we'll get into that a little bit later. Right now, though, let's talk about the State of the Union and the debacle last night and the great response by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Tommy Pickett is with us. He's the RNC Rapid Response Director. Tommy, how are you this afternoon? Welcome back.
Hey, I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on.
So obviously with you know, stories like this and with a speech by a president in the opposing party, I wouldn't expect you to come on here and offer all kinds of accolades. But even the beginning of the speech where he got confused about whether Chuck Schumer was the majority director or the majority leader, or the minority leader, was not a great start, was it, for the president last night?
No, it wasn't. A very bizarre start. I mean, he started by asking the Supreme Court justice for a court order because his wife is going to the Super Bowl for some reason. And then he went on to confuse the title of Chuck Schumer. I mean, it just, and that honestly was the highlight of the speech. It actually went downhill from there, actually. I mean, there was a prepared remarks they released on his website right as he was going on, and you could follow along and see where he deviated from the prepared remarks versus what he actually was delivering.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
You could almost predict where he was going to make a mistake because he was deviating from what they put on paper. So,
well, with the Schumer thing in particular, he just was lost and he just couldn't bring it back. He couldn't get the brain to say, oh yeah, that's right, he's not the majority leader anymore, which he's old and we've seen this before, but it was on full display in the first 5 minutes of that speech last night, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. And I honestly almost think that's less worrying than the fact that, you know, his staff put on paper blatant lies, you know. So it's what he obviously was confused. It's clear that he was confusing what the title of Chuck Schumer was. He had a very bizarre start to his speech, but that wasn't just compounded by as he was going through issue after issue. I honestly wondered what country he was talking about because it wasn't the United States of America. I mean, he was talking about the border being secure. I mean, he only talked about it for 60 seconds. But how is that the takeaway?
I don't. All right. So he tried to lay a lot of blame on the previous administration, Republicans. Let's get into that.
Under the previous administration, the American deficit went up 4 years in a row. Because those record deficits, no president added more to the national debt in any 4 years than my predecessor. Nearly 25% of the entire national debt that took over 200 years to accumulate was added by just one administration alone, the last one. They're the facts. Check it out.
What? Well, how would you respond to that? Those are the facts, Tommy. Check it out.
Well, they're not really the facts at all. I mean, this is the president that his first major legislative act was forcing through a $1.9 trillion stimulus that economists from across the spectrum said would fuel inflation. They knew at the time it would, and yet he rams it through. So I don't think anyone should take lectures from Joe Biden on fiscal responsibility. It'd be laughable if it wasn't concerning that he still wanted to spend more of our money, if he still wanted to force the working class to bail out wealthy college graduates, if he still wanted to waste more money by sending it to quote-unquote green energy companies. It's laughable, but that's the takeaway. And this is just more of the same from a president that refuses to take responsibility.
Where would you highlight some of the other areas? I mean, I've seen some criticism today where even the Washington Post, I think the fact checkers have been forced to correct some of the things that he said last night. But what would you take issue with most prominently?
Well, I think the two big things for me were when he went on about Social Security, blatantly lying about Republicans wanting to cut Social Security as part of a debt limit negotiation, when Speaker McCarthy the day before in a primetime speech took those cuts off the table. So Joe Biden and his team knew that was a lie. No, it's false that Republicans are pushing right now to cut Social Security, and yet he said it anyway. So I think that for me was a huge takeaway. And why did he say that anyway? I think to scare people, to try to scare people away from a responsible debt limit increase that actually examines our spending. And then the second thing that I really took issue with was his rants about the economy. I mean, hours after a poll comes out showing a record number of Americans say they're financially worse off than they were 2 years ago, Biden spends the first part of his speech bragging about how great the economy is. For me, that's very insulting. When Americans can't afford to heat their homes, can't afford rent, can't afford gas, Biden's talking about how great it is. I mean, maybe it's great for him and the well-connected, but it's not great for people that are paying taxes and are working in this country.
In the end, you know, I've kind of joked about these speeches because I don't even know how many people watch. I haven't seen the ratings from last night. Have you? Were people dialed in?
I haven't. I think people would be better served if they weren't dialed in, to be honest.
Right. But I guess the question would then become, does this, in the end, this is kind of a rah-rah thing that every White House does, depending on who is in power, and does it really make any difference when it comes down to it? Obviously, you want to challenge some of the things that he said in the speech, but when the American public are worried about the real things that you just referred to, you know, paying their bills and trying to get their kids to go to school and catch up on some of the things that happened the last couple of years, that certainly was missing. You know, discussion of where we are with education last night. There's no answers in what he said. And obviously, all the criticism of you seen today, Tommy, of the, and I'm not a big fan of yelling liar or doing some of those things. Marjorie Taylor Greene did that. Okay, I'd prefer to take that out. But let's not act like Nancy Pelosi didn't sit on that dais and rip Donald Trump's speech in half, and you had a bunch of other cult members in the Democrat Party dressed in white a couple of years ago during Trump's speech doing some of the same things that happened last night. Now, two wrongs don't make a right, but let's at least acknowledge that, right?
I think it's also important to acknowledge that Joe Biden flat out lied. I don't know why that's all of a sudden getting a pass in terms of decorum. I don't think it's very polite to tell lies about your political opposition for political points in what's supposed to be a uniting speech. So I think, you know, a lot of people are giving Joe Biden a pass on the fact that he just wasn't telling the truth, which I think should be the focus here. And so I think for me, if we wanted a speech that didn't have that type of unruly behavior, then you shouldn't go up and just flat out lie. And I think that would have been the easy solution here.
So how would you respond to this? This is Nancy Pelosi. This is on a little bit of a broader political front.
Joe Biden is a person of vision, knowledge, judgment, strategic thinking to get the job done. He was a remarkable two years, and again, connects very empathetically with the American people. So I hope he runs. I'm for him if he runs. And I know that the Democrats will fully embrace him. If he runs, it's over.
Well, Tommy, it's settled. If Biden gets in this race, it's over. So we don't need to. You'll never have to answer questions about potential Republican nominees or anything of that sort, because it'll be over. So that maybe reduce your workload to a certain extent, right?
It's like what is she talking about? And this is the same woman, by the way, that during the depths of COVID went on TV, late night television, and showed off her luxury ice cream collection. So forgive me if I don't think that Pelosi's in touch with the pulse of the American people. I mean, 31% of Democrats, that's it, want him to be their nominee. The rest of them don't. So if only 31% of Democrats are in your corner, I don't think this presidential race is over by any stretch of the imagination.
Tommy Pigott from the RNC, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on here this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You know, the other thing, I got to get to a little bit of the Trump DeSantis stuff too, because that's been weird in the background. And I don't know how many, you know, those of you who are political animals and junkies, you're probably dialed into this, but Trump's been going after DeSantis on several fronts that have been rather unique, on lockdowns where he's not the guy that's responsible for that. And certainly opened Florida back up. And I think it's fallen on deaf ears, even amongst members of the most ardent supporters of the former president. So DeSantis has this thing yesterday where he's filing suit against let me back it up a little bit. There's a lawsuit that involves a defamation suit against Rudy Giuliani and Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, some of Trump's closest allies. And DeSantis has this event yesterday that includes a conservative lawyer who represents Dominion Voting Systems, right? Dominion Voting Systems, the defamation suit is actually based on things that Giuliani and Lindell said about the election being stolen. Dominion says, look, you lied about some of this stuff. And this lawyer that was sitting next to DeSantis, there's people that are interpreting this as a bit of a slight to Trump, because this young lawyer who was there is representing the Dominion. Old Dominion's a country act. Dominion in that voting machine. She also works for Project Veritas, so she's a conservative lawyer. So the infighting between Trump and DeSantis kind of goes back and forth. And then Trump's been making these allegations. And this is something I don't even like talking about, this because I think it's so weird. There's this strange undercurrent where people allege different things about whether it's pedophilia or things related to children. He's tossed some of those things out about DeSantis. Trump has, which, again, I don't get it. I think it's very confusing. So DeSantis, when he's asked these questions, basically just answers this way.
I spend my time delivering results for the people of Florida and fighting against Joe Biden. That's how I spend my time. I don't spend my time trying to smear other Republicans.
I think that's a good tactic, because if you saw, and I didn't even want to get into this yesterday because it's rather disgusting, but he's on the Truth Social, the social media. Trump is insinuating that DeSantis is grooming teenage girls for some things that he's done in the past. It's bizarro. And why he thinks some of this stuff is going to resonate, I have no idea. All right, I got an interesting newsletter from my school district, the Rockwood School District, a piece that was written by a parent that actually, and I'm not stunned by much, kind of stunned me. We'll get into that coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.